This is a joyful morning. And part of that joy is coming back here for me personally here to St. Pius. When I first walked in the doors about 8:45 this morning, I was greeted by Jerry Morrissey with "Welcome Home." And I very much feel like coming back to St. Pius is coming home. It's hard to believe that it's been 6 years since I left St. Pius. And I've had the privilege and opportunity to be back a number of times over the years. And a great joy to be here this morning. But as also our preface to the Eucharistic prayer reminds us, we celebrate with extra joy in this Paschal season, still in this Easter season, the fifth week. And also the great joy of welcoming two sons into the body of Christ through the waters of baptism, Frederick Thomas and Dean Conrad. We gather with that great joy as the opening of the baptismal rite reminds us the number of those baptized in Christ this day will be increased. And it is with that great joy. Coming back here to St. Pius, it just kind of brings back memories, and there's a lot of things connected to memories, and one of the things that I'm starting to realize is just how long I've been around. This June 1st will be 33 years as a priest, and I was thinking about one of my first years. I was at West Point, St. Mary's in West Point, and this few weeks ago, internationally, we recognized Earth Day. And remember my first Earth Day there in West Point. West Point also reminds me of how old I am. When I went to St. Wenceslaus, my associate pastor was Father Taylor Leffler. He was from West Point. He was a month and a half old when I got to West Point. But I remember that first Earth Day, and we had a school mass. We had an outdoor mass in front of the church. And the theme was about saving the earth. And as I reflected upon that, I thought, you know, the earth has been around for millions of years. Our life here on earth is much shorter than that. We know that there are species, and as dinosaurs are studied, that they existed, and because of environmental changes, they died off. The earth has experienced many things over its many years. And the earth most likely will remain for a long time. The question is about sustaining our life. The focus on clean air and clean water, which are essential for our life. Making sure to protect the natural resources. And that the earth can produce the fruit of the earth that is needed to sustain our life. That is what the focus is, not on saving the earth, but saving what enables our life to function here on earth. Jesus kind of uses that sort of image when he speaks of the vine and the branches. That fullness of life, that true life, is when we're connected to him. When we become disconnected from him, when we are separated, then we wither. That thing that gives us life and true life within us withers and dies. Now, I'm sure all of you have had over the years cut flowers in your house. At times the church is decorated with those. Right now we just have potted flowers here. But we know that when we cut those flowers, put them in a vase, put them in some water, they will last a while. They'll be sustained, and you can still see their beauty. But eventually, separated from the vine, separated from their roots, eventually they'll wither and they'll die. They can sustain for a while. And even have that beauty that they had when they were planted. But eventually it starts to fade, slowly, and die away. when we separate ourselves from the Lord, we can sustain for a while. We can run on reserve, in a sense. But eventually, we start to wither. And eventually, as Jesus points out, we're tossed out and burned. The good news, and the good news that the Lord always offers us, is that even when we have separated ourselves, we can be reattached. You can't take roses and reattach it to its original stems and to its original root. But even when we walk away, the Lord can regraft us onto Him, onto the vine. And all that we celebrate today, this baptism that we celebrate for these two sons, the Eucharist, as Jesus points out, the word proclaimed helps to continue to prune us. The word prunes us. The sacrament of reconciliation, an opportunity to prune us more and also to regraft us when we have separated ourselves. The waters of baptism, which waters that life. And the Eucharist we come that continues to nurture that life within us. We are reminded as we celebrate this baptism when we'll be called to renew our own baptismal promises that we are part of the body of Christ. And as we're renewed, we need to continue to sustain that life as we do this morning as we come. To continue to sustain it through this week through our own personal prayer. To continue to be nourished by what the Lord offers us so that we may bear much fruit. One of the joys of celebrating the sacrament of baptism and having had this distance in time is to seeing the fruit those that I've baptized have produced. One of the other great joys this morning is Dean Conrad's mother is a first cousin of mine and was the first baptism that I ever celebrated. I was ordained a deacon on the day after Thanksgiving in 1990 and baptized her on that Sunday before returning back to the seminary. Again, showing how old I am. But seeing the fruits of that and the fruits of her life and her life with Mike and their second child, we are called to bear fruit. The only way we can do that is we're attached to the vine. If we feel we've been separated, let us return back. If we recognize the need to be pruned, some of those things in our life to be cut away so that we can have that fuller life, allow the word, the sacrament of reconciliation, this Eucharist, to help to prune. For the Lord sends us forth to live the baptism that we have received, to bear much fruit in our life here, and to celebrate with Him eternally in the life He has prepared for us.